Shusafimari. We're holding the end of Simon Pei Zayin. First, the process of how to make cheese. What says in the Sorum? This one of that might be a drop different. First, you take a massive amount of milk and you want to make the milk into cheese. So you have pieces of milk inside, it's thicker than water over here, and you want to mechaber the milk one to another. So naturally, there are different charges inside the milk, positive and negative, and therefore they repel one against the other, and therefore it stays as a liquid. What you have to do, you put inside an enzyme called rennet, and you put it inside this milk over here, and the enzyme really is coming from when you first an animal. So this calf over here that has the milk inside, or the stomach of this calf over here, has a koach of rennet. It put this inside the milk, and therefore breaks off the charges, and it connects the pieces one to another. You're left behind with the cheese and the suva de chalba, and whey. Cheese and whey. Now, what is the suva de chalba? Is it mei chalav? Or not, that we had already in the sif zayin, in the sif ches over here. What is that? Is that mei chalav or not? That means the question is, in the Suvah Chalba way, it's may chalva different only to the Rabbanon, not the Raisa? Or no, the Suvah Chalba way itself is the Raisa, and when you separate from the Suvah Chalba, what they call it, what permeates out of that, that's Nichol Negeda, what's called may chalva. That's first the basic process making cheese. Now, in the process of making cheese, we have to have a catalyst. What is this catalyst we're discussing? So, there are two types of catalysts you can have. You can either have the Urshal cable. Then you can have the ladafka, the aura, but the bosa of the kefir itself, that you ground it up, you make it yavish, you dry it up, and therefore you put a little bit inside this massive vat of milk, and therefore this is the catalyst over here, and it changes, it's the maimed, it changes the case of this process of cheese and whey. That's one way. A second maimed that you can have, a catalyst, is the milk. How they would have milk that has the koyach of the kefir, they have two ways of having the milk. Either they would take a calf that's nursing with its mother. Before they did shechita, they make sure it would nurse. Then they would wait a little bit, do shechita, you open up the stomach of this calf, inside this milk, the milk was sitting inside the keva, has the koyach of the keva, has the koyach of the lining of the stomach, and therefore has the koyach, and therefore that itself be a maimed. That's one way of doing it. Or a second way of having the milk having the koyach, this time they do shechita, they open up the animal, there's a stomach there, and they'll put milk inside the stomach, do either an act of kvisha, wait 24 hours, act of mlicha, and therefore draw out the koyach of the keva, put it inside the milk. And therefore, again, you'll have this milk over here that could be a maimed. So again, we have two maimeds out there. Either it's the ara keva, again, meaning the bosa itself, or the milk they put inside the keva, and this milk will have the koyach of the rennet, and they take the little bit amount of milk and put inside this massive vat of milk, and it'll be this process over here to make something into cheese. Those are two basic ways. Bismanazer, they have a micro rennet, which really is not real rennet. They have two ways of making cheese today. It can be from real rennet, from an animal, get involved like a sugya of kashrus, which most kashrus organizations do not use real rennet, will not get involved with a sugya to test your aleph. That's something that they develop by themselves called micro rennet. That's how they do b'ikke bismanazer, but the same idea, the same concept, and the maimon that has the idea to separate these charges over here to make a process of cheese.
Why would someone do it natural?
They say they do it still. Even with they do it that way. Yeah. Therefore, they want to know why do you need kashrus on cheese? What could be wrong with kashrus? Very simple. We won't be possible. To be the bayah, the simon over here, we mama say, well, sugya of trefus over here. And therefore, they make today cheese, lab cheese, and make it from real rennet. And have in the market real rennet. And then the bayah of kashrus. You always tell me, you went to the store, so a symbol, he bought it. Well, what's the problem with cheese? What could the problem be? Problem with mom's traders. That's the problem. Now, therefore, we have three sif moya. We have sif tes, sif yud, and sif yud aleph. I got it in the store where a guy bought cheese, and he had a symbol, and we were walking around with a guy at the head of the Rabbanut. And the guy said, I bought this cheese. What is this cheese over here with this symbol? So the guy in the Rabbanut said, I'll tell you the truth. This is from place, and this is this country, not from Eretz Israel. We have no idea who this person is. We try to track it down, figure out what it is. We can't figure it out. So I asked him, so why are you selling it for? It's not treif. We can't say it's treif. We call it chetzi treif. We can't figure out who it is. We don't know if it's true or not true. But it has a symbol. So we have no less that. Who, what, no phone call, no number, nothing you find out about it. It's not treif. Is it kosher? I wouldn't say so. Okay, I said, but I bought it last week under your store. It's like, you buy it for Rabbanu. What's the issue? This is the head guy in the book telling a guy in our chabur over here that what you bought, We call it chetzi treif. Kim Pru is true. It's kosher. What?
They have a separate simon for things that they don't know?
No. You know, this guy's in charge of the section of the shuk. He took us around the shuk, and there's a store in the shuk that's rabbanot. And the guy said, I bought here. The guy says, that's your issue. Why do you buy here for? It's not, I don't know if it's treif has a symbol. Who? Like, can't figure out who this thing is, who this person is. Fine. No, there's a symbol. There's a symbol. I don't know if it's treif.
They claim it's all vegetable red.
No. The guy says he doesn't know. He said, we could not track it down. We cannot figure it out. No. That store over there.
There's one right.
The store over there. While we're there, he's delivering cheese.
Yeah.
We stopped to look at it, and half of it had no symbols on it. I can show you the pictures we have of it. We were in a group of 10 guys. Half had no symbol. And the guy was yelling, screaming, "Well, how do you bring this stuff in?" And we just happened to be there to stop it. Half the load of bring water had nothing, zero. That was true. The other half had symbols. That was what was going on in that store. Rubbing that store. Fine. Now, fine. We have over here Sif Tes, Sif Yud, and Sif Yud Aleph. The breakdown is very simple. Sif Tes is what's the locha of the milk. Sif Yud is what's the locha of the milk being a maimud. And Sif Yud Aleph is what's the locha of the boss being the maimud. That means you have three different lochas: the milk being the maimud, and the or being the maimud. Fine. Start with Sif Tes. So first Sif Tes, basically what happens, you have milk that's... I also got it. We have milk inside the keva, and the question is, what's the locha with the milk that you find inside the keva? It's very clear. The Torah brings down three different sheets over here. What the locha of the milk is? Now it's clear. Mishnah Kufta Zayin, the Gemara Kufta Zayin and Beis. There's a sugi over here. There's a maskana question. What the Gear says? Take the parentheses, not the parentheses. The Gemara says there's a chazara. Maybe there is a chazara. Depends what this chazara over here. So it's not clear what comes after the Gemara. Maestro, well, again, the Torah has three different sheetahs. One sheetah is the way how it's brought down by the Rambam and the Rif. Anything that is inside the stomach of the animal is called Pirush B'Alma. It's zebel, it's garbage, has no chashivas, no shem oichel, and therefore this milk is parvah. Therefore, the question is, if Tes can take the milk and cook it with basar, it's parvah. Just like by Chol of Isha is parvah, Chol of Shkedim is parvah, Chol is inside the cave is parvah, and therefore you can cook it. We have a bayah. Back to the Mepharshim, we have Kama Sugi that says you cannot go take this milk inside the stomach and cook it with basar. The answer is very simple. The Gemara says before Chazar, after Chazar. Before Chazar, they thought it was also the milk was milchix. Now, after Chazar, the milk that's inside the cave of the stomach is a case of parable. So again, we have one Malach, the Rambam, and the Rear. They say the milk inside the cave of the animal you find inside is parable. Therefore, take the milk and cook it with basar and bayot, aleph. A second sheetah, place it on the page, could design. He wants a taino, he has a steer, his gemaras, and therefore he wants to make a difference between what type of milk we're discussing. There's milk that's tzal, and there's milk that's korish. If it's korish, it's congealed, and therefore the echol of the stomach already affected it, the digestive system already affected the milk over here, and therefore now it has a getter parvo. That's one level over here. And therefore, korish be mutter, mash enkin, the case of tzal, the case of milchix, and therefore cook it with basil, the case of osir. That's the main Tam Shito. Asad HaShlishi, Rashi says, in the beginning of Paskin, it was powerful. But Torah, you see, I made a mistake. This Marach over here with mistakes, so what happened? So we're not by not. Maisa him and they ran the old Moral, they come along and say, no, it's not true. The milk inside the stomach is the loch of the maskona. Sounds like he'd not the gears, the Gemara of Pirsho. And David's maskona is its milk. So again, so we have three different sheets over here among the Rishonim. Is all milk parvah, the Rif, the Rambam? Is all milk, depends if it's Korosh or Sol, Machlok Shemayin, the Chilk, the Bein Tam, Sol is milchix, Korosh is parvah. And you have Rashi, it's always milchix. Aloch L'maisa, also very clear, three different sheets. The Mechaber has over here a Stam V'yesh Oymim. The Klal is Aloch is Stam, and he writes in the Beis Yosef V'chein Nogu, Aloch is L'kula, the Rambam and the Rif. The Pashas for is, he always follows the big three. We have the Ram on the Rif, and the Rosh is not that clear. The Beis Yosef has a Shalal to read the Rosh. So you have two of them, the Pasuk and the Maaseh, all milk is parvo. So the Maaseh, milk inside the stomach is parvo, and you can cook it with basar. That's the Mechaber. Someone will follow the Mechaber, the Ben Ishchai, the Yavi Oymer. Atzal HaShayin, Ramah, after it says, Yish Oymer in the Mechaber, the Ramah says, V'chein Noigim, L'kabein Tam, V'chilk, whether it's case of Korosh, or case of Tzol. If it's sold, the case that is milfix, it's parish. The case over here that is could be a parish case of that's parable. The bach pass on the way, simpe aleph. At Sada Shlishi, the Taz brings down the Yamshu Shloimo. The Yamshu Shloimo says the ik is Rashi. The Taz sounds like he went away. The fact that it brings down two sheetahs, then it brings down the whole lush of the Yamshu Shloimo. And the end of Bechain Iker sounds like the Taz went, a loch lamais like Rashi. That's this case over here is always milchix. Therefore, again, a loch lamais. So we have three different sheetahs. Mechaber, the Ramah, and the Taz. Mechaber says the loch is always powerful. The Ramah says the loch is the chil between Korish and Sol. And the Taz lamais says the ik is Rashi is always milchix. Now, it sounds like the end, since he quotes the Lashon the Tazi, ends off with the Lashon the Yamshu Shloimo of Iker, we don't know the Chilek, he went with the Yamshu Shloimo. I know, but he's quoting the whole Lashon. Stam say he says it. Especially we hear the Beis Yosef writes that whoever is last is Iker. Beis Yosef writes on this base, on the Rosh of here, whoever's last is Iker. This is where the Taz is saying last, Yamshu Shloimo. And more than that, he brought down the Losh Yamshu Shloimeh, the Rashi Zikr. Didn't just say Yamshu Shloimeh says it. He brought down Rashi Ikki, we don't know the Chilek. It sounds like Imamish went with the Yamshu Shloimeh, Allah.
Another issue. I mean, you're very practical.
Don't know the Chilek also.
You don't know the Chilek.
He said two reasons. The Yamshu Shloimeh said two reasons, correct.
You don't know.
The Shach over here, and the Ikki of the seemed to go a little bit in between. That means the Shach also brings down the Sheetahs in Sukkot Chafei, but Sukkot Lama Beis, he brings down. That, but when a case of Makom Hesed, it sounds like he can't be make like the Ramah. That means like Hatchila, he went like Rashi, the Yamshu Shloimo. Makom Hesed, he went like the Ramah. That by case of Korish, he can't be make. That's the right of Kol Lama Beis. And therefore, look in the Chokmas of them, the Adafraim and the kids over here, or the Dakatruv brings down. The loch is like Hatchila to be Machmer like the Yamshu Shloimo, like Rashi. That's always Milchix. But the Yevet, perhaps the Merubah, a person can be make like the Ramah. In the case that is Korish, how to get it or parable. Now that's again what comes out very simple over here. They do building upon this. What happens when it comes out as Sol? And after a while, you leave it out, it turns into Korish. When in the case of Sol to Korish, what's the Lucha in that case? So the Beis Yosef first writes, the Lucha is Sol. Now for him, it does not make any difference. Sol is Melchix and Korish is Melchix. So either way, it's Melchix. I'm sorry. Sol is parva and Korish is parva. Him either way, the cases can be halacha parva. Now, Kamina is what the Ramah hold? The Ramah is mechab between Sol and Korish. So something came out Sol and now the case of Korish, what's halacha? So over here, the Ramah says, even though a paskin like Korish is parva, here only the Makom Hefsid of the Semech and say that case of Korish is parva. But Meister, the way on the Shach brings it down, since he holds by all cases of Korish, be machmal, less Makom Hefsid, here he makes the higher darga. Here he says, "Makom hefsim ruvo, he can be mekel." That's the chokmah. So the one also, and the way that Yadafraim brings it down, also the chol shutos. So Yadafraim said, "Only makom hefsim ruvo he can be mekel." He said, "Hefsim ruvo v'tzar godol to be mekel," like a nocha dargo. That means every kamal makes usually a higher dargo. Be a what's a loch when we went from tzol to the case of korish. Now, what is the case of krisho? Not that simple. That Olam sees that the Taz being down to Yamshu Shloimo, it's not clear when it switches over from being a liquid to the case is being congealed over here. Therefore, they discuss what the locha of its sophic, its korish, its sol, what category do you put it under if it's a sophic. So Gracie says, sophic, lakula. And it sounds like in the Gracie, this whole entire idea of sol and korish is a dinu rabbonon. Therefore, they get involved with really a machlekes nabon in Rashi Shito, and in Reina Tam Shito, on the sound that these milk is milchix, what level is it milchix? That means the gate to that those who mechabtin if it's korish or sol, the one taina inubay and tamashito pasha avans only drabonon. When it's korish, it's drabonon. That's how the crazy shamel or shulchan says when it's korish drabonon, it's parvo, and therefore but it's parvo. And when sol, it's gonna be milchix for only drabonon. Sol will be drabonon. Korish is mutter. Parvo. And therefore, it's something can be mekel. Again, they point out that the Levush did not go this way. Once they even sold the Raisel. And Rashi Shito, Numa Tarachon one time, that he holds no Chilbtin Sol and Korish, the one time that Avad is the Raisel. That's Pichodosh, the Ibis, the one time it's Avad is the Raisel. Hagam, the Shamel, still wants to say it's only the Rabbalan, or Choshulchan. That means in each sheet, you have to start clearing. Rashi sounds like it's the Raisel. It sounds that way, it's dark, and Rashi is the Raisel. It's not clear. It sounds that way. And the Ism of Uchim, both Sheetas, when it's milking, it's what level, and Afghan will be a case of Sophic. Well, that's Sivtes. Now, building upon Sivtes, once we have this milk that's inside the animal that could be powerful, now we want to use the milk as being a maimut. How to make it into a maimut? So we're discussing putting this milk inside this cave over here. You leave it inside for 24 hours. kabbish. Or you do an act of mlichel, the amount of mlichel, the shachet has been down, we have to learn the sugya and simit like aleph sefei, the length of the zman of mlichel, the amount of salt to put upon it, whatever it means over there, means over here the same thing. That halacha, that's the question in Sif Yud. Therefore comes along, really there are two questions over here. Number one, what's halacha when you put the milk that's inside this keva, leave it 24 hours, what's halacha of the milk? And once you know the halacha of the milk, can we be maimed with this milk? That means first, you take milk and you put it inside the stomach over here and leave it for 24 hours. What's the halacha of this milk? So it's very simple, we have to go through the three sheets, we have a sif test. In the sheet of the basis, it says korosh and soul is parvo. Can you put it inside the stomach over here? The body can. It's parvo inside the stomach, no baya. According to the Ramah, it says halacha is parvo only when it's korosh. So what milk can you put inside the stomach? Only when it's korosh, but soul be also. According to Rashi, can you put it inside something that's milk inside the stomach over here? That's mamash basa b'chol, that's the ma'aseh also. That means first, putting the milk inside the stomach, what's halacha? Based upon three sheets and siftes. Again, siftes, we're discussing, can you do milk and mevashu basa? The same question, do milk and do kfisha malicha with this basa over here, the same sugya. Now, once you did the milk, you put it inside, and the milk we're discussing, put it inside, and milk that's parva, again, either according to the Ramah, the case is soul. A case of Koresh, or according to Machab, a case of Sol, or Koresh. Now the question, you have this milk inside, can you use it as a maimed? The question here is, what is this milk? This milk that you left inside, is the milk milchix? Is the milk parvo, or is the milk now fleishix? The milk turned into something that's fleishix. That's the shalom bin Machlut, you're showing them bin Eruchim versus bin Shimshon. What happened to this parvo milk that left inside the stomach? Now maybe the milk's fleishix. But no, the milk stays parvo. Come on the Beis Yosef, and it makes very clear, brings down the Ben Yerucham, and he wants to tie shoe the milk inside this paravok has a get a parish over here. But Maisa now is drawing out the tam of the koich of the cable, the tam of this behem over here, and therefore this milk now turns fleishik. So you have a fleishik and milk, and you want to do a maimed with that inside cheese. Take fleishik and milk and be a maimed inside a massive vat of milk. That's possible, Chalav. You can't do that. Ben Yerucham. I tell Shenu Ben Yishimshin. And the Torah went this way, that just like a no koyach right now, to be milchix, he also, it's called a get of tam kolush. The words of the Beis Yosef is gora minat by not, and therefore even the tam that's coming out from the keva also has no koyach being basari, and therefore the milk stays being parvo. So now we have milk that's parvo, that you won't be maimed inside a massive vat of milk to make cheese, that might still be mutter. So again, the milk that's inside this cave they want to do an act of kvishim lichel, what is it? Machloik is the Ben Yeruchim, verse the Ben Yishimshin, could it be mime with it? Is it basari the milk, or the power of the milk? The Maisel, the Mechava says, don't do it. Don't do it. What's a locha b'di'evet? So the Mechava over here is not clear, but the Beis Yosef writes very clearly, the Maisel is mutter. We semich upon the Ben Yishimshin, the Torah, and the Maisel matter it. Now, matter what case, according to the Beis Yosef, a site, Koresh and Sai Sol. Either one be Mutter B'di'evet. Benish Chai, Yibi Oimah, they go, either one's B'di'evet. The Ramah is very clear, and he said B'di'evet's Mutter, but in what case? Only when it's Koresh. Because by Sol, that's Mamish case of Basim Acholov. Only by Sol, by Koresh be Mutter B'di'evet. That means they both come along with Chabra Ramah on Mekel B'di'evet, but two different cases. Chabra Mekel B'di'evet L'shitah Soi, only when Sol and Koresh. And the Ramah be Mekel B'di'evet, only when the case over here, that's Koresh. Now the Ramah says, when the case of Sol, it's also. He says, what to go do? If you have a case of Shishim, the Maisi can be Mekel. Shishim can be Mekel.
By
Sol. By Sol. By Koresh, the Maisi is Motor. By Sol, he can be Mekel. But he have it. Now the question is, we're using it as a Maimed. The Maimed of Kalan Sif Yud Aleph is the Maimed Afilu Be'elef Le'Botel. We know there are certain things that people have Le'Botel. Barrios, Semekuf, Chatich Lo'el Eschabet, Semekuf Aleph, Do'yish Matim, Semekuf Beis. Don Choshev, Sim Kufyud, Balchai, Sim Kufyud, Sif Beis. I think that feel by Elflai Bottle. One of the cases that feel by Elflai Bottle is a Maimon. It's a catalyst. So if the Maimon is a catalyst, I feel by Elflai Bottle. So why in the world over here on Sif Yud, come along with them on saying, if it's a case of soul, it's possible for Cholov, for Maisa, Bottle B'Shishim. Why is the Bottle B'Shishim for? Every Maimon is a feel by Elflai Bottle. Let's look at the Shach. Shach has two truths, and Kivega has his own territory over here. Shach has first teretz come along and says that the whole yisoid of maimed has to be dafkin isser machmas atzmoi. We saw this klal by chetichol eschabed. someone said Dabrush to Matir. We have a klal that has to be Issa Machmas Atzmoy. And here a gam is possible cholov. It's not an Issa Machmas Atzmoy Mamash. It's not a Mamash Issa Machmas Atzmoy. Those are the words of the Shach. Now what does it exactly mean? It's not an Issa Machmas Atzmoy. Possible cholov, we know from the Sugya of Chadich Chodesh Chabad, is an Issa Machmas Atzmoy. That's the example of Issa Machmas Atzmoy, is possible cholov. So what does it mean? It's not Issa Machmas Atzmoy Mamash. So the way the Baal Shulchan wants to explain over here, more about what it says over here. He says the word and he says these are the facts, but what's the fun behind it? No, that's the second malach over here.
But it is the second malach?
I think it's the second malach here.
It's not explaining the first
No, that's the second thing.
Why?
He says, go to Afili, name it a boss of a cholam mamish.
Meaning the kasha that you said?
No. First of all, he says it's not mamish.
But and even is mamish.
No. It's not mamish. And even if it is mamish, that's obviously two different things over here. I said different part over here. And if you're going to point out, if you're going to say that, no, it's clear. You're in the shock saying two different things over here. It can't be one thing if he says one, and even if it's not that, even not that means. Afilu in name
the
Basbukal Mamish,
that's not the first thing, that's explaining that even if you want to say like we understand it.
No. First of all, it's not Mamish. You have to first understand what it means, not Mamish. Again, I want to point out there are two different halachos over here. We not need more terrorists. Pasha is two different terrorism. Now what does it mean it's not Mamish Basu Bakal? So the way the Baal Shulchan wants to explain, that usually by Maimon you need the bus over here or you need the least one with another to affect this thing over here. Over here, you need the enzymes, but the bus, the time of the bus is not needed to accuse it.
It's not the bus in the whole that
makes it. Right, the mind, the truth is the machmas atzmoy. But for the koich of the time of bus is not what we're using over here to make this, to make the mind have the chshivas of the mind. That's not what we want. That's the zara, it's not what we want over here.
Or the cholov.
Right. No, the cholov is what we're drawing out. And we're putting milk inside milk. We don't care about that. But over here, inside the bus is shaboy. Let's explain. Inside the bus, we have no interest in this, again, this about this boss b'cholov, this thing is not what we're trying to make into play to use as the maimed. Therefore, it's not ismach mitzasmei mamish. It's ismach mitzasmei, but not mitzav the sugya maimed. That's what we want over here. That's the first thing. Again, now the shakel on further says you can argue the point. So kolsoy boss b'cholov mamish, and that is the kamal says another idea. By ister abonu, we not say ismach mitzasmei. Now, according to explain, what mean ister abonu? We do say that by. The way we have Moshe says, read the Shach slowly, he says, by Isra Abonim, a bus b'chol of Malicha of Chanan, in that situation, by Malicha of Adir Abonon, since it's not Mamish, an active vishal, there's no really one Guva Dover, because none of this is Tam over here. Only through transferring of Tam without the Derech Bishal Shavoy, in that situation, we won't call Ismach Masatzmai. That means Abadir Abonon will say Ismach Masatzmai, but not a Malicha. A bus of a cholov, it's not derech b'shulah, it's not really ismach matzatzmoy per se. Those are two ways. The third way, the Kivegit says, very simple, and over here you can always mitzav the mechabashita. Mechabashita says, in the case of tziruf, the loch is that is nichol get a parish. So here also, it's not going to get tziruf, get a parish, the mice be mutter, the case of parapon. That's Kivegit's teretz. And the mice of the we see the first two of the shach, come along the Prim Gadam speaks out, the case of Bishul. A case of Bishul, that you did a mind with Bishul. According to the, you put the milk inside the keva, you cooked it together, get a koich the keva inside the milk. Now, this case is not a kvisha or malicha, but maisis, according to the first mahalach for the lochabi, will be mutter, with shishim. According to the second mahalach, if you have a bottle, that'll be the nachmina, therefore the people of the maisis have to be machmer. Building upon that, Kamlung Yama discusses, let's say now you have or that you want to do malicha to it, and you dry out the skin over here, and therefore it's Yovish and Nasika eats, made like a piece of wood. And now you use that as a maimon. They took this or, they dried it up, salting it. Now you take, you grind it up, and you put a little bit inside the cheese over here, and that's the maimon over here. Now, first, you could ask why in the world are Movi and Sif Yud. If you're getting to analyze the situation, Sif Tes is the milk. Sif Yud is the maimon of the milk, and Sif Yud Alf is the maimon of the or. Kamal Ramon discussed the maimon of the or in Sif Yud. Why is it more over here for? So I think maybe two reasons why it's over here in Sif Yud. Either because over here discussing Sif Yud, the milk is being powerful. That's discussing over here. Yeah, why is it more discussing?
I don't know.
No, you're drying it up and you're using it as a catalyst. Drying it to do what with it? To do what? To use. I said being a mime. Lamas will call them. Achad nasty avkeit, but even lachlukas. Mal oisay chalov. I sound like I thought I was using it as a catalyst. I think there's two reasons why it's over here. One is because discussing make something powerful. So if you would make something powerful, so you would make it discussing the ur as fleshy powerful. Or another way, because if you're discussing being molchim it, salting it, here you're discussing cases and salting it. That's why it's over here. That's what should be, I think it's a good
alif. According to the Ramo, that comes mamish and aids.
Right.
It's a bemela, a renner, which is powder, it's certainly an
aids. Oh.
It's a safe renner. Fake renner.
So we'll try to get to that. Yes. We'll try to. Yeah. The first, we'll not that symbol, the Shach says not. First thing is, this idea over here, we have a dried up orb, the Maisa says Ramo, it's mutter. Come on the Shach, and he says, do not do a lechatchila. It's done, it's mutter, but don't do a lechatchila. Kivay giving example, Erech HaShulchan that way, the Poskim Chach Mazadim, they all bring down the Loch Maisa, do not do a lechatchila. Now, why not do a lechatchila? It's Ke'etz Balmo. So there are different ways among that. According to either the Peskashuva sends you to Kivay, or Kivay says, why? Maybe you did not dry it up that well. Maybe you thought you did, but maybe it wasn't. So therefore, if it's not dried up that well, it's mamish, it's possible here. Putting inside your cheese and milk inside. So maybe you didn't do a good enough job. What? Fine, but that's the reason why Chazal or the Shach said to make a gezeirah.
That's the heter of the symbols. So
I feel like it's good. No. They didn't yavish k'eitz. That's be dried up k'eitz. Who says?
Kach.
As far as I know, it's a liquid form. I've seen it. Sounds not, how can we yosh k'eitz to be a liquid form?
No.
Some of them
use powder. They use a powder. Comes in the powder, and then they bring the liquid.
So there's another shaila, because the down. What happens if we constitute it takes away the lachlukas and right, because the down, and now it's not lachlukas anymore. So another shaila.
Liquid form is an extraction.
That's different.
Also another extraction.
Sorry.
Liquid form is not an extraction.
Okay, I don't know what they do.
The
OU writes the renters that's on the market. They say that's why they won't give the one. I only read the OU document. The OU document went as far as I know. There's nothing kosher on the market that's from real renters that they would give a cashes to it. They use micro. Okay. I don't know the facts. That's all they say. There's nothing out there right now that they would give cashes.
Does bread have a flavor?
What?
Does bread have a flavor?
No. Now, Maisa, come on the Kivegar, and he does say, therefore, let's say it's a case of Shishim over here. So therefore, a case of Shishim, and it's Yavish Ka'eitz, and even Lechatchila, it's more. Why? It's very simple. It's like Gzeiro, Gzeiro. Maybe the reason why if it's Yavish Ka'eitz is also maybe not Yavish Ka'eitz. The reason why it's Shishim, maybe it's not Shishim. But you have two things over here. Yavish Ka'eitz and Shishim, therefore be more to Lechatchila. Therefore, it sounds like in those days, how would they make what? Kivegar. We're talking about the Pesach Shuvah, Sakon Yutes. Therefore, in those days, how would they make cheese? They didn't have the micro renner they have today. It's very simple. They dry it out, put in Shishim, mice, and mortar. I mean, how do they do Lechatchila? Either have a Shach not to Lechatchila? Very simple. Dry it out, make sure you have Shishim. That's how they did it. Pashtus. That's how they did it. Okay, so we have one reason why Tim Machmo over here is either mitzad kiveger. Again, the reason because maybe it's not dried out. Is it another reason why the beauty wants Tim Machmo because maybe it's not puck the shame is over here or the shame chalais boss over here. But again, we have these reasons over here, but the boss can say once you have shishim, the mice it's mutter. Now, how to apply this? There are different questions over here. The Peskachuba being down. Mice it says over here a case of or becomes yovesh. Is dafka is an or of a ksheyo? But even a case of an avelos or basa tomei, something that's over here that's etzem iser. So the Nedivhuda and Shuvah wants a tainel. Dafk in the case where the or is yovesh, where it's a kosher animal. Mashekin, if it's an iser, came also ready. It already has a shem iser. You dried out. Ready is also. Until he says he writes in Shuvah. Until it's not royal achilas kelav. The Eved agrees. The wife says not shem oichel upon it. That means he wants a tainel to be machm over here when the
eitzes.
So it sounds like the levels of royal achilas. Other royal achilas kelav. Arbat is not real achilas adam. That's true. But Pesach, you always need a higher darko. And therefore, to make it mamish not food, he said, if it's in the veil or iser or bayam, tomei, has to be not real achilas kelev. The maestro, you read the Pesach Shuvah, you bring down the numerous achonim do not hold like it. He has numerous rights, numerous shuvahs seem to discuss cases that are the veil mamish. One case is discussing, Bigzan Tferes Tzvi, where a person put a worm inside his drink over here, his tequila, let's say, and he wants to give a color over here, and therefore this teva coming out from it, and discussing his Yavish Gates over here. So the mice of this worm is Issa Mamish, and we see the Tferes Tzvi discussing how sick of here, it's Ka'itz Mamish, the mice he wants to be Mekel. He has other rayas of Prima Godim or others who want to tell you that we do not go like this Chiddush or the Chum or the Nebi Yudah, that anything is that's Nasika eats, whether it's a case that is the Velok Shera, the Maisa, we had this club of the Maisa, Kami Mekel, and with Shishim, even the case of Lechatchilo. Another question they bring down, the Paiskim also, is it talking about a case of Ur or even a case of Basar? Again, the Pesach Tshuva brings down that Roi Vachoyim disagree with the Prima Godim, is Lav Dafka, not only case of Ur, even a case of Basar. Therefore, just to bring out different cases, one case, the first case everyone is discussing is gelatin. Gelatin, there are three reasons out there, main reason why to be mekel. One is the starting point you already learned in Siman Tzadik Aleph Sef Aleph. Thomas, are bones of a chazer, are they mutter or are they osser? What are bones of a chazer? Can you eat them? Chazer is chazer. The bones, what's the love over there? So the Maisi, read the Achiezer, he starts off, Siman Tzadik Aleph, bones of a chazer, the Maisi are mutter. There's a whole tshuva Maisi, the matter gelatin. Barakol starts with the tshuva, bones of a chazer, the Maisi are osser. And the whole tshuva, the Maisi are to asser it. So far, they all have a starting point. What do the Siman Tzadik test beside the bones itself? Come on, Lachiezer says the mice of the bones of the chazal mice are mutter. However, there's a Rambam where he asks it. He asks it. He said the Rambam, you know what he asks it for? He reads Siman Tzadik test, the shach, the mechalk, whether something is hard or soft. Depends what bones are discussing, hard bones or soft bones. If the hard bones, the mice is mutter, soft bones, the mice is going to be case it's osser, which maybe could be enough, Kamino, is eating your nails. Our nails, they can get a little soft or hard. I said, maybe not Kamina. Again, eating a person's deraisa. So what are eating the nails of a person?
They're not bones.
What is it?
You're saying it has the same getter of bones to the
I would assume that the same getter of bones. Now, is it hard or soft? I'm not sure. I asked Rav Sturm up one time, can you eat nails of a person? He wants to know, why you're hungry, come to my house, I'll feed you. He kept asking him, he kept trying to tell me, come to my house, I'll feed you. Should have took him up on his offer. Didn't want to answer me. I'm not clear. But Lachur, it should be upon the same question over here, that the nails of a person should be nechal get what halacha bones are. So Maisa come on Achiezer and says, even if they're soft, let's come to the second sugya. We have Ramah over here. Ramah says, if it comes out to be nashuk eats, yoshuk eats, the Maisa let's be mekel. The second sugya, what you mekel in gelatin, they point out, once they had the bones, whatever they are, they get dried up. Nashuk eats, nashuk eats, the Maisa should be mortar.
Don't get dry, they are dry.
They are dry, can have some machluches, some juice. The people take bones, they cook with it, they put inside the food, has tam to it. Now, even without that, all people think, even without marrow, has more juice to it, and people enjoy it more. But regular bones, they sell just bones, has no marrow to it, and people enjoy it. So you have to dry it up. Now, the Haaretz, when he discusses gelatin, also he says, well, we have to get involved with Shiloh of the Nidah Bihudo. The mice over here, the case of bones could be a case of Nevela. He says, the mice over here, it's not only just dried up, it's dried up, but even maybe a kelv won't even eat it. After a while, that's how much they dry it up over here. If couldn't, the mice should be mutter. Moshe discussed over here to get to the sugya of gelatin, and therefore those one time inside gelatin. Another reason why you mekel, and there are kashrus organizations like the Rabbanut who hold gelatin the mice is mutter. Mahajim said the mice it's also why one of the sugya they're coming from is our concept.
Soft bones?
Even if it is, Kamlung Nachias and says nash the
kates. When do they make it?
How do they dry it?
He'll tell you. Maiso, they do point out, as far as watching Machmer, first of all, the Shach, maybe not to look at Chilo. Secondly, always by maybe Bas Nevelo. Third, they want to say, maybe over here, the get involved what's made from is from Arif and Basar. Maybe it's making the case of Basar. Those want me to say, the Prima Godim is Chumra, it's by Basar Machmer. The Yashu sound like you went with the Mechazkel of Ram C.T. Michael. He says today it's not made from cases that are dried up, it's made from fresh meat. Now, those are also gelatin from fish, that's something else. That has to be special gelatin. I mean, one time it's made different ways of doing it, and he says it's not Nasika 8. He writes in Shuva, they make it fresh meat that's not Nasika 8. And they want to tie it could be the olden days they had this heter of our sugi over here. But he said that the Vard Matthias, and he heard, the Matthias says right now that could be it's not Nasik Eitz. I'm just saying what he was in Shuva.
So he's talking about.
He says you have to Mavar and find out, it's not that simple. Say, come along and say, I eat gelatin. As far as they write, they say the different gelatins on the market. You have to know if these are term apply. Where is it coming from? Maybe it's coming from Boston, not from Or. Maybe from the Shach over here. Maybe a Bayad, not Nasik Eitz over here. Maybe you have no Hetavat Zomas over here. Not that simple. take other examples in the Gerev to Arv. Just throw out five quick examples of a Gerev. Someone, he has hot food, he takes out, and he touches with his leather watch his food over here. So his leather watch, as far as I know, Maisa is the bale over here. It touches your watch over here, your food over here. Maisa, can you eat your food? Can you eat your food? Maisa's leather, Nasik H. Tell me, Maisa, not to look at Chilo. But Maisa, here's a case of the Evid. Take another example. You're playing baseball, you're in left field, some people in foul territory, you stand there waiting in the sun, and what do? You chew your baseball mitt. Maisa, you're chewing leather over here. That is, and definitely get a look at Chilo, not to do. But then sending out, maybe he's at a bayam, he's at a circular shach over here. Take another example. Someone asked me, he left his mitt, baseball mitt, in the rain, or his pigskin, his football, in the rain. And he wants to know, can you put it into his microwave and dry it up over here? It would be a bayam inside a circular shach. What? Someone asked me, he left his baseball mitt in the rain. Is there a bayam, the circular, is it nasik h, the other head, third, but is nichli gedel kathilo? Where they come from is an or, not the case of boss over here. Is the bayam of trafis over here? Bayam of nitvido over here? It's partially not to shkito, it's
both trafis. Put the shoes for the same price. Put the shoes in
my car. Yeah, same thing. Another example, a guy wanted to know, he had a leather yarmulke, and he wanted to take his hot food out from the oven over here. Does he have a sugya over here? Or you have a leather jacket, same issue over here. But make it maybe a job more practical. People go on hikes, they take a canteen. So the standard usual canteen is either plastic or metal. But the more Russian people have leather canteens. And you have water inside sitting for 24 hours over here. So you have water sitting inside your leather canteen over here. You have a baya on the shach, katkilo, leather, trafe over here. It's dried up. What to go do in this situation? You have a baya, you should not buy these fancy leather canteens over here.
It
is Yavis Gates, and therefore still look at the shach said, don't do it. Still look at
Chila,
don't do it. It does not make a chiluk over here, as far as I see.
You already bought it, is that called the
other? It could be. Maybe don't leave 20 pounds inside. Not sure, let's look at it. But it could be just all these cases. Lab Dafka is talking about Mamash, our situation. Our case over here discussing, we put one thing inside another, but das. One to affect another, either to be a maimed, to give color. It's ke'in, like we know the idea that something is not worth achila when you eat it from inside, you want to stop eat it. The rush is a get of achshavei, second paragraph of Zalkin. Be machshavei to give it as a get of whatever it is. So we're doing one inside other, one to affect another, maimed of chazuso, as a get to be machshav something over here. Mashenkin over here, I don't think anyone's coming to eat the baseball glove, not coming to heat up their baseball mitt or the watch touching the food. There's no interest or desire to machshiv it as being a get of an oichel over here. Could be all these cases on the page over here are in Sefiud, the place we're discussing. I'm trying to use it in a way that might be mutter, but use it to affect one to another. Ke'in the derech of achila, ke'in the sigil of achshrei. There we have a shach to machmul chachila. Like, I looked around, I feel like anyone discussed a case, any of these cases, where some agav touched it, what the loch over here is, or can you let him let touch when he has no desire to transfer one to another. I don't see any marmokim to be machma in these cases. I can tell myself, Klosoif, you might have a Nadi Behudo. I think all these cases that were in Chilas Kalev anyway, so I don't think anyway you have a Bayam Tzadasuk being in the Veil of Mamish. So the Maisa, I don't know if all these situations are really applied to the Chumra of the Chathila of the Shach over here.
Dogs love, like, to play with them.
Sorry?
Like, you know, they catch.
I'm not being machshav as a process for food. I don't think anyone's standing left field chewing the mitt, the hungry over here. Fine. Sif Yud Aleph is the idea of using a maimid of the urkeva itself. That means they used to, the animal has four different stomachs. I think they use the something called a bassinim. The fourth stomach is called what? The fourth stomach, that's the lining, that's where has a koyach inside. Basamin?
Sorry, my cow anatomy is not where it should be.
Fine. So that stomach is where you're taking the arcava from and you grind it up and you put it inside. Now the locha is, and again for the sugya of maimin, again it's very clear, the three different sheets is floating around over here, what the locha is of a maimin. You have either this idea again, a maimin, there's a no tour over here. I got some tours. Shavuot had a tour. Sefiud Aleph. Those just think it's a mistake. Sefiud. The base age being down. The sugi over here. The idea of maimed. We have one malach over here. Come look at Bein Tam. And he wants a taino. The loch of a maimed is bot b'shishim. Whether it's nevela, whether it's bas b'cholov, the mice is bot b'shishim. The shach brings down this halacha. It's kolam and hay from the Yam Shloima. He passes the kula. against the Mechabi, you want to know where the Yam is being Mekel? Over here, black white, against the Mechabi, he has a cool over here in Basim Cholov. Maimon is never more than the case of Shishim. Not Basim Cholov, not by Nevela, Maimon is Basim Shishim. This, not the first. We came across all the Yom Shemayim being Mekel. We came across, but this is again a black white kula. The Shach says not B'Shem on this kula. Why? But we have a kula over the Shach went like the Bein Tam. Sorry, the Yom Shemayim went like the Bein Tam. That is possible. Shishim went to the Veil of Basim B'Cholov. Allah. Maisa, Rav Yishayim, Rambam, Rashba, the Ran, the Rimagash. They count the Rimachalik whether it's a Ur Keva from the Veil, or the case over here is a case of a Ksheva. Different between one versus the other. That's how the Maisa the Shach when he passed this way. That means it's Tifkol Laman. Hey, he said not like the Mashal. Tifkol Laman. He said not to go like the Veil of Shimshin over here. And the Maisa come along a Paskin and make the Chilk between the Veil versus the Ksheva. The Svar to Mechalik explains is that when the Issemach Matzatz Moyim, then the Loch is a few by like bottle. Mashenkin over a case of Basim B'Cholov putting one side another. This is not also yet. Right now it's Het Ba'Apei Nafshei. Therefore, there's no Issa Tilts Ma'ora. There's no Issa Chal upon it yet. Therefore, the Maisa will be bought in the case of Shishim. That's the Lamedus over here. That's the Mosar Chorim go. Atzad HaShlishi over here, the Ben Shimshin come along and says, the Maimon, whether it's a case that is kosher, whether it's a case of Nevela, either way, Afil Ba'Elf like bottle. That's what the Pesach Teshuvah brings down from Chassam Sofer in the Yodeis and Pe'alif over here. Loch is always happy machmer with this Nevela Ksheiro. That means you have three different sheets among the Rishonim, Ben Tam, Ben Shimshin, or Rav Rishonim, when the Rav Pesach can go, a Chumtim Nevela versus a case of Ksheiro over here. Now, there's a side point over here, the Shach brings down the Sugya of Kfeilo, that you read the Mechaber slowly. He says the Loch over here is that by case of Ksheiro, the Sin is Tam. The Mokim only says, case of Ksheiro, the Loch is Shishim. Why? They point out that the Shitotza in Simit Sadeches of Aleph, over there the Mechab Paskin to be Samuch upon the Kefelo, Ma'ashenke, the more Paskin, you're not Samuch upon the Gleb Isman Azeh. They do point out that are we Samuch on the Kefelo by Dindra Bonon? By Dindra Bonon? We learn Simit Sadeches, Kiregi said the Ma'asiyah, Pingwadim says the Ma'asiyah not, unless it's in Simit Sadeches, Sadeches, but if the time is above Shishim, then in that case you can. The point out of Khur in this case is the case of Rabbonin is over here. Case to Rabbonin. It sounds like, in the way the Shach brings it down, Pichodesh Gracie, this idea over here to be Machmur on Rabbonin is even by case of Kfelo. That means not Kivegar. Khur or against Kivegar. Kivegar wants to make an old Rabbonin. Khur, this is a case to Rabbonin, and still. The Teretz over there wants to say only a case above Shishim.
No, because over here it's milk and milk.
Okay.
So that's why you can't
make fail. The Fastama Kasha. But again, do we see from the Shach the Loch is by Drabon to Machman Kfeilo? That we do see. And we see the crazy, and anyone bring down the Shach, we see by Drabon to Machman Kfeilo? Yes. I mean, the Kilege said, Nachi Machman Kfeilo by Drabon. If we see the Shach, again, can say the Shach is wrong in this case, no right from the Ramon. Didn't say Ramon, you have a right. So you have a right from the Shach. The Shach, you have a right by Kfeilo to be mached by Drabonins. And then when it brings down the crazy people, call this, all bring down the Shach. Now, negate to the Sugya of Maimit. I did mention that Sadechas, except we
didn't. Why did the Shach don't
mention it? He was not Mechalik in Sadechas. Kivegan Pim Godim. Now, this is some clone in the gate Sugya Maimid. This is really where the Sugya Maimid is wrote down, the idea of a catalyst. First, is it Din Maimid to do a button or Din the Raiso? So, coming from Gadam Sar over here in science, we discuss all the Sugya field by Alphalai Bottle. It starts with the clone that buries Dura Bonon, Chdir Golas Chabit Dura Bonon. The gate of Maimid also Dura Bonon, and therefore has the clone of Dura Bonon.
Why shouldn't it be the same as the video of time issue? That was Machlekes Ran and Shach. It's very similar to Vidal Tamei. It's the same thing that you don't see the effect. You don't see the color. Color of Vidal Tamei, you don't taste it. You see the effect.
But there is Drabon for sure. But Vidal Tamei maybe the Raisa. You can Tam Kicker. Because there is Tam. The issue is Tam. Here there's no.
And over there, talk about the case of the color. Everyone agrees on that one.
Yeah, Pigram says that one.
It says the request of a good effect.
Yeah, because maybe they did this.
Or
they did this. Yeah. Now, first of all, the passage over here is that Agam is a Mogav Rom Hilchas Pesach. It's called Dindu Rabon Dindu Raisel. The Maya said, we pass in the Loch of a Maimi Dindu Rabon, and therefore Moshe is a Tshuva that the ice cream has inside of it gelatin and it was a maimed. Now, I don't know why they have gelatin inside ice cream, why is it maimed. It gets involved why they're using it for, what's the reason, and gets involved with the Rabbanon. They have a subject you can't be making aware of. On the mice, the first cloud is didn't the Rabbanon. The second cloud replied by case of only the Minoi, or even cases of Shloi the Minoi, like we had in Dov Shishlam Atir, the cloud is docked by case of Minoi. They point out, right from our Sugyo, our case is a case of Shloi Bimino. You're putting R inside the color, Shloi Bimino, and still nifl get of a maimed, and therefore the Rambam writes clearly, the Chochmah Sadim says, the Sugyo applies whether it's Bimino or Shloi Bimino. The third thing they point out in the Kloma Maimed is Dafk Isamach Matzmer or not. Again, they point out from over here, from our Sugyo, the Klal Neshach, the Loch is Dafk Isamach Matzmer. A fourth point over here is this concept. By Maimed, it'll be Machma, if you have a bottle, is it by Drabonel or only by Isidar Iso? So, come on the Prim Godim, Yadhuda, they point out, again, a right mouth situation, they're talking about Isidar bottle, and still we say the Sugyo Maimed. Agama Moshe comes along and says, by the Sugyo gelatin, he wants a Taino, when's the Drabonel? You can always start for Ben Tam Shito. Again, Ben Tam Shito that the Yom Shonah Paschas like, and Yom Shonah won't say that's Rash Shito, that's bottle B'Shishim. So again, but if we have four klum, just the place can speak out of here. Number one, they didn't mind this drabonon. Number two, applies even the shaloi b'minoi. Number three, this is only an issa machmas atzmai b'minoi. And number four, but if the place can say applies by an issa drabonon. Now, just to speak out the cases that Achorim discussed, Hainta Achorim, what came out from the Sugya Maimed, they really start off with one chakiro, one question over here. They discuss, for example, what is preservatives? Is preservative the case of Maimed or not? What's the case of emulsifiers? I mean, for example, you have a peanut butter, and naturally the oil and the peanut butter float to the top. They put in these emulsifiers to make sure the butter, the oil stays inside. Is that a Maimed?
I have a soda also, right? Is that the same thing? The flavor doesn't go up from top.
Could be. Discuss these cases. What defines... And Ice Cream Moshe discusses what defines the clear definition of a maimed, the texture, what's the maimed? So one chakira, main chakira, they start, what is the idea of a maimed that we're asking over here? Is a maimed the idea mitzvah the chashivas over here? Barrier is chashiv. Chadichol is chabit is chashiv. Maimed is mitzvah the sugi of chashivas. What do you say, no? They said over here, mitzvah, it's nicker, I see it over here. I see this thing should not really happen. Had it happen over here, it's like... It's nicker, like if you let time, it's not a ruba over here. It's nicker, I clearly see it. I see it. The fact that this thing should not happen, something happened over here. It means that chashivas or nicker.
You don't see it.
I know, but I know that how the cheese had to have cheese over here. That means something happened, had to cause it.
Preservatives, only afterwards you see it.
Right. That's going to be the question, right? That's very good. These are the questions, how do you apply? That means one chakir over here, it means that nicker or mitzad chashivas over here. They point out the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Hey, when he brings it down, the words of the Gemara is Choshev Lei Kaman De Isa L'Sura Be'Einai. It's Choshev as if it's over here. Choshev as if it's over here. So the question means Choshevus, or do you mean it's here, it's Nicker? That means, how do you read the Gemara? The argument among the, it sounds like Rishonim, the Ben Hanan of Rambam, what the Yisrael over here is. The Rambam, when he brings it down, it's very clear. He brings down the words, it's Nicker. It's Nicker. The way that people go to the Sima Kof, when he brings it down, he says that the things that are Choshev, Berech Lichlus Chabed. Then there are things that are a new category, a third category. In this category, it says something that's myra, something that's tavlin, something that you see, something spices that you taste. It says, what's something that's a maimed? Sound like nichlin gedo, being the concept of being nick over here, something that you could sense over here. Yadhuda says the ged is nicker. Tzal Shani, the Mati Yadhuda Sumba, also says the ged over here is shivas. I mean, first to argue, what is the parameter of a maimed? Is it nicker or shivas?
The fact that
So what's the Siba, what's the Mesaveh? What's the cause, what's the effect? Do you need a Nicker and therefore it's Choshev? Or the Cheshivas makes it as if it's Nicker? It could be getting involved one with another. What is causing the Issa over here? And the Gemara is like a double lotion over here. In the case of a preservative, the people won't tell me it's Nichol Gedo Maimed. I looked around the Chuvas and discussing Mamash's question over here. I didn't see anyone asks it. They discussed it, the Har Tzvi gets involved with Mitzad HaSugi of Nicker. Is it Nicker or not? Fruit, naturally, fruit are fine. But you know, over time, it should have gotten rotten. It did not get rotten. So therefore, you're using your head, and therefore, is that nichol geder being nicker or not? That's how she's clearing, is it nicker? Fruit, you see, is fine. But the maaseh, why is that spoiled? Because you use a preservative. Is that nichol kal maimed? Maisa Dain Weissen, the Shuva Balat, Ulbiashi writes about it, says, no, Maisa, that's not Nechel Gedem. Either it's not active. Shiva Silvia, or Maisa Wantaino of, sorry, another way. Al Shiva Chuyah is Choshiv. But the idea of Nikah, you can start saying, the Maisa, the fruit by itself can stay as is. The fact that you know it lasts longer, that's not Nechel Gedem Nikah. So Maisa, again, so this is Dain Weissen, Wantaino, Ulbiashi, the preservatives are not Nechel Sugiv Maimed. The Dain Weiss is another tshuva. The Chelik Tetz is costing. Let's say things that get stick together. That nechel get a maimed. So I'm bringing chlor right from our sugya. Milk is better separate one from another. You put archive inside, and it makes it stick together. We see mamash cases cheese. Aside from nicker, we see stuck together. Aside from the fact that chashiva is stuck together. Either throw the come along and said anything to make things stick together. You put in some catalyst to make it stick together. That avad nechel get a maimed. Any situation you're putting in. A glycerin into the ice cream, make it stick together, that's certainly nechel get a maimed. Now, again, I'm not sure what they're doing. A lot of tshuva is not sure what they're doing. But whatever, what's going on over here, if that's what's happening, stick together, that is certainly maimed. Moshe's kosher, let's say that they're using something to make the process go quicker. That means it'll take, let's say, 3 months for that to happen. Putting in a maimed inside, make it happen in 2 months. Make it happen quicker. See, yeast could be, it won't happen at all, won't rise. Go quicker. Is that nichel negeder? They want time in the first, it's not nicker. And also not choshev. Just you're doing mitzad the moichel, not mitzad the lekeach. Lekeach doesn't care. Take as much time as you want. Do you see it? I have no idea. 2 months, 3 months, I don't know. Is it choshev? Not choshev. Just you want to do it, because for you it saves time. Moichel, that's not a moment. What? No, cheese won't happen by itself. You need it to happen. It will not happen. Cheese won't happen. They also do it quicker. But you still need a maimed. That's true. They do quicker the process. You this type of maimed or that type of maimed. But you need a maimed. But something that Be'etzim will happen by itself naturally. And now you're putting it to quicken the process of motion. That's not a maimed. It's not a maimed. No chshivas, not nekir, neither one. Now, there seemed to be that it happened a while ago, when I saw that on Pesach, they had lemon juice for Pesach, that it had a maimed, that they put chit inside, wheat inside. I'm not exactly sure why there was a maimed of chit inside. The question is, tshuva is, Dain Weiss wrote a tshuva, and he wanted to say, it's also even b'dievet. It's also b'dievet now, not even b'chilo. You'll be omer wrote a tshuva that's motu b'dievet. So Minchas Yitzchak wrote a second tshuva back to Chochom Echon, you'll be omer, to why Maiss is still also, you'll be omer wrote a tshuva back to also Chochom Echon, Maiss, why Maiss is motu b'dievet. There's an Arlatin over there. Also, again, back, we go back and forth with what the loch is, and again, that's part of the shayla, what were they doing? Part of the argument over here. Why in the world is chita inside? What? One of the svaras that he does get involved with the Dain Weiss is really the next sugya of Zev Zagorim. How do you look upon this case? Now, fine. The, which now leads to really the last sugya of the sugya is what? No, the lemon's fine. If one of the catalysts is chita in the lemon, will have this issue. Now, which really leads to the last sugya of Zev Zagorim? We have a sugya here, we have a maimon that's osir, a maimon that's mutter. That means a maimon that's osir, a b'efle bottle, maimon that's mutter, either it's hetter mamish, or a case will be that's bottle of shishim. You have two together, what's halacha?
What's the chametz anyway to do about the
bottle? Depending on, before Pesach, who might say mutter. It was before Pesach, one who can buy the lemon juice already, or they have in the house where lemon juice can use it. Now, the question will be, what's the, you have two maimon that's kosher, maimon that's osir. So again, come along the Ramon said, the Maisi have a case of Shishim will be motor. You won't have the Chumah field by Afflay bottle. Now, Pashas, you read Ramon, the Shach and Taz point down. What happened in the case when the Issa in and of itself can create the situation, but it's not needed? Not needed. The simple reading of Ramon sounds like if the Issa can be Gurim, the Pula by itself, Maisi can be Mekel. Because you don't need it, even without the Heter. The pool of the Issa can be do it, but since it is Hetir that can do it without the Issa, the Maisel will matter it. However, come along the Taz and Shach, they both bring down two different Gemaras, whether it's a Blazer and Rabban, or Shimon Rabban over here. And they point out, and they say, Lechura, you have a Bayah over here. Sounds like Shalom had to learn it. And basically, they want to be Machmer, they get involved and says also the Tzaflom de Shavoy, Sugyal's Nick over here, Maisel, how do you find this concept over here? I mean, it's a Sugyal of Nicker. Maisa, I know that there is Issa over here that could affect over here. It can happen by itself. Lav Dafka, I need it. Maisa, at the end of the day, we'll come down. The Taz says, we have to be Machmer. The Shach says, Tzorachin. Why? Because he wants to say maybe the Gemara Dafka by case of Chaymitz, but not in that situation. Maisa, come on, all this forming down. The Taz, Lochel Maisa, the Kresi, the Prichodesh, Machta Shekel, the Chidah, Chach Masodim, and the Mishmur twice in Lochel Pesach, in Tov Membeis, he brings down this Lochel Maisa, that we pass in Zev Zegorim. It's true, we make only have Kesher Shishim, unless the Issa can do it by itself, Lemaisa, then it'll be Osir. That'll be Osir. The Chashulchan also, Paskins, it's Osir. Kalam Dain Weiss discusses, when you have this catalyst that's inside your lemon juice over here, Maisa Chit, you have another catalyst. Why is not Nechel Sugi of Zev Zegar? So you want to say, just to define Zev Zegar, meaning when you put one inside and the other one inside, Zeach HaZeh. But let's say you mix them together. And true, some of it's chita, some of it's kosher. But now, in order to use it, you have to put it in all in one shot. That's not zev zegerim. That means the only way to use it is put it in one shot. That's not nichel in this whole machlokes over here. The whole machlokes is doing it two separate times. That means you want to take inside your renard. You have inside of it some two things that mix one with another. Then you have a baya of, then everyone agrees, you have a baya of zev zegerim. I feel elf like bottle. No, you put one inside another one.
Put the
cell that
together.
So, I'm not clear if it's Betsim inside the thing itself, it's separate. One's congealed, one's a liquid. And they're not really mixed together. Or you want to say this in the Machmim over here. Let's look at the tube again. The way we're coming from the Mordechai itself. Fine. Mice, they get to test you doing off, not too practical, less in the Shkocha business. But have Bet Hashem next to him in Simpeches, a very practical as Lachar Apple.
Well, yeah.